Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley, in the Mexicali Valley, in the Yuma Valley, in the McLean Valley. If you've got like a really big antenna, you know where that is? It's like right up the hill over there. Yeah. It's going past Secumba on Highway 8 on the right-hand side.
Oh, is that where you go collect the rocks?
No, I haven't been there yet to collect the rocks, but it's one of the spots. I'm studying geology now, so there's interesting stuff up there. So, good morning, Imperial Valley. 337-8874 is the phone number for your comments and participation in Let's Talk About It, because that always makes the show more interesting, because in our little heads, we can't keep all the information, and so when you call and ask a question, there's 50 people out there that are going, I've got the same question. And so it helps the show. So that's like your duty and responsibility to the community. How's that for imposing like a good barrier that prevents any future phone calls? No, really, have fun with it. Call us up, be a part of the show, enjoy. Have fun. Listen, whatever you want to do. Good morning, and as you can guess, Maria's not here, so much for some sort of organized introduction this morning. I'm Scott, and I'm your co-host without the other co-hosts, so I'm the host. So let's talk about it. I have Cindy Coronado here, and she is a behavioral health manager with Adult Services for Imperial County Behavioral Health Services Mental Health Division. Are you guys divisions, or?
Why did you say it like that?
Add-ins, or?
Are we what?
Are you divisions? Is that what mental health is? Is it a division of
mental health
behavioral health?
Unit, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. And also Juan Benito, who is a program supervisor for the Imperial Valley Regional Occupation Program.
So good morning.
Acronym rule, so.
Yeah, IVROP, and part of Project STAR, which works in conjunction with behavioral health.
STAR is an acronym.
Yes.
What does it
stand
for? Students
Towards Achieving Results.
What do you guys do with that program?
We work with behavioral health. It's a brand new program that started up in July of this year. And what we do is we work with your behavioral health patients and clients, and we provide pre-employment life skills and the necessary, training, and to provide them with the necessary skills to hopefully one day become a successful member of society or be re-implemented as a member of society and be able to go back to school, go back to work, or at least live a dependent or healthy lifestyle depending on their medical condition.
I thought Cindy already got everybody jobs.
She tries.
Almost. I'm almost there.
But
that's a 95% success rate.
So you work with adult people, right? And
I do. And we're really excited about this STAR program because we've been talking about the recovery concept for the past several years now. And we talk about getting people back on their feet and having them just contribute, have that sense of contribution and feel better about themselves. And we haven't really had too much time to implement anything related to the recovery concept. So now that Juan and his staff have started the STAR project, we've really seen that happening at our clinics and at the resource center.
So being employed or even like a step and a half further, having a career, that's a big part of being an adult in this world, isn't it?
Right, but even before they get to that point, if they get to that point, we also have other community service type work that Juan and his staff are doing so that they still get that sense of contributing back or learning leadership skills. They actually have some leadership camps that sound really cool. So it's not just about working. It's just about improving your life and recovering to whatever point that means to you, whatever recovery means to you.
So have you guys done any activities yet, or are we still kind of like
teetering
on the edge?
No, we actually did start our training at the beginning of August. So right now we're hosting a two-month pre-employment life skills leadership development training.
That's not a verbal hitch, is it? Pre-employment.
No.
You're doubling the pre on purpose.
On purpose.
On purpose. Yeah, we're basically starting with the basics, the stuff that you need to know to fill out an application, the stuff that you need to know that's going to go on a resume. And what we've done is we started training at the El Centro Resource Center, and we're doing a two-month training with a group of 10 clients there. And that's been going on. We're completing our fourth week. And then also we've had a one-week training for the Tay Youth where we did a Back to School 101 where we talked about time management, anger management, dealing with stress, things that our clients need to be able to deal with going to school and the things that they face on a daily basis. And then we've had evening clinics, evening sessions at the clinic, evening sessions at our Sperber office, movie nights. We took the youth to a bowling trip when they completed their four-day training as part of the week training. So we've had a lot of stuff going on.
Get up and running.
Yeah, we're going.
It's been awesome. Like I said, we've been really excited. And then when we met Juan and his staff, we were even more excited about it because they really have a genuine interest in helping these people recover.
So our goal with this then is to get people to their highest level of self-fulfillment, of functioning, of how do we
Like I mentioned before, recovery to everyone is unique, and it might be something different to me compared to what it is to you, Scott. And so part of what they do is they meet with the individual, with each person individually, and they find out what it is that individual wants. And so they come up with, I believe you come up with a unique plan for each one, and they have a curriculum, but they meet with them as individuals, too, to see where it is that they want to go, and they help them along that path.
We have an individual learning plan that we actually establish for each client. Once they begin our training, we have one of our staff members sit down with them and go over that with them. And then we also do an assessment to assess their skills and where they're at now. And like Cindy said, each plan is individually based. So what might be good for one client might not be for the other. So the curriculum that we have, it might be the same curriculum, let's say it's budgeting, but we have it at different levels so that depending on the group or the, I guess, education of the client or where they're at, personally, we can reach them at their level instead of just providing a bunch of training, going over everybody's head, and everybody walks out confused wondering what just happened.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KSCORadio.com.